Well, we have another national sexual scandal going on now. When did this country turn into a Laurel and Hardy skit? Millennials don't know who Laurel and Hardy are, so we'll just skip right over that. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman has stepped down from his post. Democrat, but that really has little to do with it at this point. Stepped down because allegations through the New Yorker magazine, some women came forward and said that they have had sexual encounters with Eric Schneiderman, New York Attorney General, and that he abused them verbally and sexually and hit them and did horrible things to them, called them whores, said racial slurs to some of them, was violent, grabbed them by the throat, threatened to kill them if they ever left him. Stuff that probably isn't really very nice. So these ladies went to the New Yorker magazine, and New Yorker actually printed this, and immediately this becomes a big problem, as it should be. Also, Schneiderman, New York Attorney General, also is an advocate against violence, violence on women. So it's kind of odd. Anyway, Schneiderman sends out a tweet, as this is all, now, of course, the official response to everything is on a tweet thing with a logo of a bird. And he says, look, yeah, I sexually role play. I'm not married. All this role playing, the sexual stuff was consensual with the women, and I have never crossed that line or anything like that. Then more allegations came out that these girls went to the hospital for bruises and cuts and welts, and that they horrible stuff happened to them. And even Schneiderman, New York Attorney General, was drunk, took pills. He actually ended up at the hospital a number of times because he fell down stinking drunk. So this comes out. The Democrats do something very admirable here. The governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, a fine gentleman, Democrat, said, no, there are allegations, but they're extreme. You're out of here. And all of the Democrats connected to New York State demanded immediate resignation. And within a couple of hours, that resignation came through from this guy Schneiderman. So he's out as Attorney General of New York as of May 8th. So here's the deal, man, at the end of the week of May 8th or something like that. End of this week. So anyway, but you know what? I was impressed. I mean, here's a guy that screwed up royal, probably allegations, but probably crossed the line as far as, you know, you can perform your job, but if you're a nasty, horrible person, that's not good, Donald. But the Democrats rallied immediately and said, no, not in our party, you're out. Now, I find that interesting. I find it admirable, first of all. I think good display on the Democrats to say, no, not in this party, this isn't going to happen. Republicans, apparently something different's going on. Whenever there's a Republican candidate or a president himself who does morally questionable things over and over and over again, the Republicans, defend each other. They don't kick you out. They say, well, they're doing their job, so they're a total asshole. Big deal. They're doing their job. As in case of the president. Kind of a whole different deal going on. And I applaud the Democrats for not taking that same road, for actually saying, no, not in our party. This don't happen here. Nope. You're gone. You do this in our party, you're out of here. I like that. Thank you very much, Democrats. Look, I got to tell you something. I follow this stuff every day. It's part of what I do. I've been in radio for almost 30 years now, which is, I'm not even 30 years old. And every day of my life, I follow this crap. So I know what I'm talking about. You have a job, you work, you can't be bothered with all this stuff. You got your own stresses in life. Me, I got all the time in the world. It's what I do. So I'm telling you something, man. I'm just telling you. I'm just keeping you abreast. Okay. All right, fine, good. Should we start the show? Did I do that yet? No, I did not. I did not start the show. Mr. Shanahan, please.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
I don't know what I like anymore, to be honest with you.
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you, Julie. Welcome to the program. How are you today, good fine? Here's another piece of information nobody talks about. This is from your president, man. This is what your president does. Let me tell you about this. First of all, let's go to the White House. If you may remember, the president isn't exactly squeaky clean. Here's a man who we have on video from Entertainment Tonight in their little bus thing. We all know about it. He was saying that he abuses women. He likes to grope them and feel them and approach them. He says this while he's married. This is the kind of man that you elected. I know, the choices were slim. It's like going into a restaurant and the only two items on the menu are liver with onions and 5-year-old dead fish. I get that. Not much of a choice going on. I get it. My answer would be just don't eat at the restaurant, but whatever. Here's a little tidbit that we tend to have forgotten, and again, some of you who may not be keeping up with this stuff don't even realize, and everything I tell you is fact here. I mean, I don't kid around with this stuff. people were suing Donald Trump while he was running for president about Trump University. There is a Trump University. It's got Donald's name on it. He didn't stand up in front of the class and teach people, but he is, it was Trump University. These students were saying, hey, that was a scam, man. Like, we didn't learn anything, and there is no real Trump University. There's a name and a building, but, like, nothing's happening. And they paid exorbitant amounts of money to learn the secrets of Donald Trump and never got those secrets. That's because there aren't any. A lawsuit was filed. Here's what bothers me. A lawsuit was filed, and Donald Trump University, settles the lawsuit for $25 million. That means it's settled, it doesn't exist anymore, case closed. So in other words, Trump and Trump University can scam students. What are you going to do about it? Well, complain. All right, then I'll give you $25 million. No problem to me. I'm Donald Trump and my Trump University. We got the $25 million. Fine. Settled. We took a good chance. We could have scammed you for more, but, you know, we took a chance here. We got a lot more than $25 million from you schmucks. You schmucks. Here's the thing, man, and I don't mind rich people. They work hard for their money, you know, probably, most of them, some not. But here's my problem. When you do something wrong, if it's okay for you just to pay people off with money and then walk away from it like nothing happened, that's not right. Poor people can't do that. If poor people are sued about something, or being accused of something, poor people can't dig into their pocket and pay off millions of dollars, or $130,000 to keep a porn star quiet. Poor people don't have that kind of money. Middle Americans don't have that, anywhere near that kind of money. So rich people can go around kicking people in the face, knocking them down, scamming them. And if they complain, I'll throw some money at you and that it'll all be over. I mean, that should be wrong. Shouldn't that be wrong? Shouldn't that be wrong? Should rich people be able just to throw money at something and make it go away successfully? No, because we can't all do that. We don't have the money to do that kind of thing. Wouldn't that piss you off? If you learned that someone like Donald Trump was in so much trouble being sued and just said, well, I don't want to go through that. They'll find me guilty. I'll just pay a settlement and that'll be it. I got the money. That doesn't make me happy. That doesn't make me happy. Anyway, okay, that's what's going on in the White House. That happened already. You may not even be aware of that. But that happened. And by the way, that's a fact. There's nothing to argue. I was just stating fact. Some of it was opinion, but the fact is, case was settled for $25 million. Done, finished. Nobody talks about it. I think that's still a situation. That's still something that the public should know. Okay, anyway, let's move on. We have a great guest coming up later in the program. Best news is you're here and I'm here and we have a great relationship and nobody has to touch each other. I think that's fantastic. One of the interesting things that New York, former New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman says was that he was role-playing with these women. Role-playing is very interesting. You know, sex is interesting, too. Because sex, what you do in the privacy of your bedroom or in your home, is kind of really what you do privately in your bedroom or your home. You know, until the person that you're with, doing it with, may say, no, man, I don't care where you're doing it with me. That was wrong. And that's what happened to Schneiderman. So I don't know anybody personally who does stuff in the bedroom that's outlandish, because if they do, I don't think they'd tell me. Now, I'll be honest with you. I don't. I'm not into violence of any sort, whether it be sexually or in everyday social life. I'm not into it. I believe that this planet should be full of wonderful people walking around with halos over their head. I don't think that would be a bad thing. If people would only follow their religious beliefs, we'd be fine. Unfortunately, people go into church, are very pious and very God-fearing, and as soon as they walk out of the church, they go smacking people around. I mean, I don't know. Religion has been the cause of most of the wars in our history, but that's because man turns them into that stuff. And that's what's happening right now. In a sense, there's a religion of politics, still a religion, really, even though there's not gods involved, but there's power involved and there's conflict and A religion is not necessarily the belief. The religion is a gathering of human beings who group together to live in a certain type of pattern or a certain type of umbrella. That's what religion is. And religion and politics are really the same in that sense. It is a way of life. Your political beliefs are your way of life to many. So it's the same deal. I'll throw them into the category of cult. Now, cult is not necessarily a bad word. It is defined as a gathering of people that strongly believe in one thing, and they have gathered together in order to form this belief circle, this wagon train of beliefs. So that's all it is. Why am I talking about this? I have no idea whatsoever. So there you go. I don't even know what I'm doing here. Where are my keys? Where's my fob?
The internet has literally millions upon millions of sites offering entertainment, information, and insights. And yet you ended up here. Oh, that's gonna sting just a little bit, huh? Well, make the most of it. It's the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
I got a question for you.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today?
Oh, look at that. Anyway, I find objectionable, well, everything, actually. That's the end of that conversation. Everything's objectionable to me. I don't like t-shirts that say stuff on them. We are our own worst enemy sometimes. We can stand here and say, I can't stand to be telemarketed. I can't stand to have people selling me. And yet we sell things all the time without realizing it. Case in point, I'm starting to find a lot of t-shirts that are advertising things unbeknownst to the person that's wearing the advertisement. When you wear a t-shirt with certain stuff on it, you're advertising for somebody else. I love these t-shirts that say Adidas on them or Nike that actually you're advertising somebody else's brand. And on top of it, they make you feel like it's cool to have that name actually printed out on your t-shirt so other people can see it. They're getting free advertising. You think you're cool. And it's what's going on here? they have snookered you. It's odd. We have the names of the brands of the clothing actually silk screened on the clothing so everybody can see what you're wearing. Why would I want to advertise the brand? I paid money for it. Why do I have to advertise for you as well? And now we have t-shirts that say the names of companies on them. Why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? Why? The only thing that I ever wore, really, that had any printing on it whatsoever was Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, which has been proven through surveys and things to be the number one selling album of all time. An album, by the way, kids, is it was a vinyl thing that music used to be on. You don't know what that is. It has surpassed all the Beatles albums as the number one selling album of all time. Dark Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd. I used to listen to this every day religiously, speaking of religion. But it wasn't because I was happy that I loved Pink Floyd and I wanted everybody to know this by virtue of looking at my chest. Because the t-shirt said Pink Floyd and then it had the album cover of Dark Side of the Moon, which is a prism with light, with colors being broken up as the light hits the prism. I thought that the actual cover itself, the actual prism thing, was a beautiful piece of art. And today I still do. So I wore that t-shirt because of the art, not because it said Pink Floyd on it. And I'm afraid that when I did that, I opened up a can of worms for society. I wasn't the only person that did that, though. But I find that funny and fascinating. I carry it to where we are today. I live in the Boston area, and this is a very sports-minded area, to the point of an actual flaw in one's personality. It's okay to be excited about a sports team. It's a disorder to make it your entire life. It's a freaking game. It doesn't define you. But people walk around not only wearing Red Sox baseball caps, but Red Sox jerseys and Red Sox uniforms and Red Sox jackets as if they were on the team. That is a line crossed too far. Because you people are saying to yourself, I love the Red Sox. I want everybody to know I love the Red Sox. I live, I die for the Red Sox. I know everything about them. I know how many teeth they have. I know all the statistics. I follow each one of them. I hide in their bushes outside their home. I love the Red Sox. All my cups have Red Sox emblems on them. I only buy things from stores if they're the official whatever of the Red Sox. I just love the Red Sox. I would love to have sex with the entire team all at once. I want to wear their clothing. I want to wear Red Sox underpants. I think I would love to smell their underpants member by member by member. I just love this team. I'm just engorged by everything they do. I dress like them. I sleep like, I wonder what they're doing right now. What would the Red Sox players do? It's not what would Jesus do. What would a Red Sox player do? These people are obsessed. And obsession is a disorder. It's okay to like something, to really like something, to be obsessed with it, a bridge too far. Unfortunately, in every city where there's a ball club of some sort, a football team, a baseball team, a hockey team, whatever it may be, there's one thing to gather great enjoyment and pleasure out of watching them and getting involved in the excitement of it. It's another thing to dress like them entirely. Or to put paint on your face that is the color of the team, painting your face red or blue. That is... Wow, not good. That's like going out on a date to a fancy restaurant. Bob, why is your face blue? Because I can't help it. I just love this team. I just want to have a blue face. I love Blue Man Group. I can't help it. They're the most fantastic entertainment in the world. I see Blue Man Group. I go every weekend. I love Blue Man Group. I love when they throw around the toilet paper. It's just so intense. I love it. Who would ever throw around toilet paper? They do. They're fantastic. The Blue Man Group. So I wear blue. I put blue on my face all the time because I love them. I know everything about the Blue Man Group. I know their names. I follow them. I love the Blue Man Group. Today they throw out toilet paper. Tomorrow it could be paper towels. You don't know. You don't know what they're going to do. They beat on a drum and water comes out of it. They put water in the drum. And then when they hit it with the mallet, the water goes all over the place and the toilet paper gets wet. It's fantastic. Blue Man Group rules, man. I love Blue Man. Everything in my house is blue. Everything's blue. I painted my dog blue. My dog's name is Blue. It's amazing. I love Blue Man Group. Those are obsessions. You be careful now. So I see this girl in a package store. In Massachusetts, they have stores. They're called package stores. I don't know why. A lot of things come in packages. Some things I can't even mention here on the air. Package store is like a liquor store that has beer and various convenience store items. I don't know why it's a package. I mean, there are packages all over. Why wouldn't UPS be a package store? I mean, I don't get that. I don't get it. But anyway, so I'm in one of these places. It's where everybody goes to buy scratch tickets. So I'm in this place, and this girl, she's about 4'8" or something like that, maybe. And she's wearing a Red Sox baseball cap, a Red Sox shirt, a Red Sox jacket, Red Sox sweatpants that actually say Red Sox on them. She's wearing sneakers that are red. And she really feels like at any moment she could be called by the team to pitch. I see. There's this guy I actually know who loves the New England Patriots. And it's funny, when you live in a city where the team is revered and idolized, it's one thing. But you got to realize, you leave that city, people hate that team. They hate that team. Anyway, and of course, that brings our country together. So she is dressed, though, and she's got a Tom Brady. He's the quarterback, if you're not familiar. She's got a Tom Brady football jersey on. And she's wearing the football kind of pants that they wear, you know, the tight stuff. And she's got everything but the helmet on. And I think she literally thinks that she's one of the players. She thinks she's Tom Brady. You know, do you understand how odd it is to wear somebody else's clothes who you are not? I mean, would you be... what if I were walking down the street and I see this person dressed up like me with a beard and long hair and says on the front of their shirt, Ron Van Dam, and they're doing all my mannerisms and things like that. And I don't even know if mannerism is a name, is a proper word. It would freak me out. Like, what are you doing walking around thinking you're me? How must Tom Brady think? He walks around New England and everybody is like dressed like him with his name on their shirt. It's just, it must be freaky. It has got to be freaky. But this is who we are. We're human beings are very, very weird things. They're just weird. And the more you sit back and you look at life and you look at what people do, you just got to say, oh my God, what's going on here? You say that, don't you? You don't? You never said that? It's just me?
Are you the sort of person who feels vicarious excitement at the prospect of a robust discount? Then you need to pay us a visit at Jerome Cherrington's Emporium of Preposterous Values. Each and every day, our standard pricing model is an absolute affront to common retailing practices and could indeed be seen as an indication of mental instability. Consider, if you will, a 24-pack of your favorite coffee pods, if one happens to drink such a thing, a mere $2.99. Is that sensible in the least? No, I tell you, it is not. And what of this? Common t-shirts with witty sayings upon them, suitable for men, women, and children, depending upon how you've raised them, 10 for $6. This is uncanny pricing that quite simply flies in the face of all possible reason, and the only explanation for this behavior on my part is that I am not sane, frankly. Do not take my word for it. Instead, find your way here to Jerome Cherrington's Emporium of Preposterous Values, just off the motorway and beyond the roundabout, where our everyday retailing decisions are simply unnatural.
Stop into Jerome's today for some of the greatest deals in the area. Jerome, he's absolutely not really what you think it should be. Anyway, we're out of time for today. I was going to speak to a guest and do one of my famous nonstop interviews, but I don't have time, and it ain't going to happen, so whatever. I guess I talked a little too much today, as I may do on a regular basis. Again, at times, as I do this program, I feel a little bit guilty that I do all the talking, all the work, and you do nothing, and you don't even pay for this. I'm starting to find that there's an inconsistency in the balance of responsibility here. So if you have time, I'd appreciate it if you could write a 5-page essay as to why you shouldn't feel guilty about this. You know what I'm saying? Do you get it? Do you understand? I think you do. I think you do. I don't know if you have prayers before you go to bed. When I was younger, I used to lie in bed and I said the following. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. It was something like that. If I should die before I wake, which was always a pleasant thing for a child before they went to bed, thinking about their imminent death, that they may not wake up in the morning, always a pleasant thing. Then I pray the Lord my soul to take the soul, I don't care at that point. And then I would say, God bless, and I would have a list of people that I also wanted protected. The ones that I didn't list, you know, whatever happens to them is fine. So I stopped doing that when I was, I guess, about 10, 12 years old or something. But that was about as far into religion as I had ever gotten. All I'm asking you to do is put me on your list. That's all. Just pray for me every single waking minute of your day. Not that there's anything wrong with me necessarily that's obvious to you, but I think it's really nice. And I will pray for you. I don't know why. And you do the same for me. And I think that's a reciprocal thing. It's like me buying you a drink, and then the next time I see you, you buy me a drink. But that's not good enough. I want us to be in each other's prayers. Now, I don't want to touch you. I don't want to get to know you. I don't really care about you to that extent. So it's not that. It's just that spiritually, it would be nice is all I'm saying. Next time you get together for Thanksgiving, I know that's a ways off, at the Thanksgiving table, when you're giving thanks, throw me in there. Just throw me in there. You know, like you put gravy on the turkey and the stuffing, just throw me in there. You know, just give me a shout out. Go, hey, Ron. Hey, how you doing, babe? That's all. I just want a shout out. You know, mention my name by mistake when you're having sex with somebody. That's all I'm asking. The women I'm talking about. You know, like when you're with your husband and you're having some fantastic sex in the privacy of your bedroom, you're role-playing, you're Attorney General in New York, that kind of thing. You know, you're role-playing and your husband's name is Bob, and by mistake you say, oh, that was fantastic, Ron. And Bob says, who's Ron? And you just, little smile on your face. And you're like, well, he's a talk show host that I listen to. Actually, I wear his clothes because I'm so enamored with him. He is really... he's wonderful. He's just wonderful. Is that a lot to ask? Is that a lot to ask? Have yourselves a wonderful day. I wish you peace. Remember what I told you, right? Yeah. Yell it out loud. Oh, Ron, that was wonderful, Ron. Who's Ron? He's a talk show host. I listen to him. He's funny.